honest, Molly, I did have lunch with a giant. Did so. Oh, hi. Molly doesn't believe that I had lunch with a giant yesterday. Yep, he came here for lunch, and, then he forgot his giant comb. See? Well, you believe me, don't you? Actually, there wasn't really a giant here. I'm just telling a tall tale, for fun. Now do you believe me, Molly? No? Well, okay then. Aha! You don't need any more proof than this! The giant fork and spoon he ate with. And he ate a jumbo burger, of course, with a large order of fries. Now do you believe me, Molly? I think she's actually starting to fall for my little fib. Oh, and look! Here's his personal giant-sized toothbrush. And, his dental floss. And he had such a good time here that he even wrote me a thank you note with this giant pencil. The note. Where's the note? Right, the note. He took it. No, what I mean is, the note went to the giant museum of, what I mean is that, I would like to show you the note, but I just don't know where it is right now, and squirming like a worm? Me? Oh, I am not. It's just that I've got this itch. Yeah, I think I'm allergic to giants, yeah, and so I got this itch, but I'm not really squirming. I'm, Molly, don't look now, but there's a spider about to crawl up your back and tickle you. That old spider trick works every time. This gives me a chance to scram to my clock rug. Time to stretch. How you doing? Oh, Molly, you're not mad, are you? Just because I was having a little fibbing fun? Okay, so there wasn't really a spider or a giant. I was just playing a game. Molly, I wasn't lying. I was just telling teeny tiny tall tales for fun. I guess it wasn't fun for you. Oh, Molly, I'm sorry. Please don't be mad. Oh, I won't tell any more fibs or tall tales. I promise. Instead, let's play a game that you like. Want to? Okay, how's about the rhyming game? This is one of Molly's favorites. I'll say a word, and then you think of a word that rhymes with it, okay? Now, beach. Peach. Peach rhymes with beach. Very good. Okay, one more. Honey. Dust bunny. Oh, Molly. Talk about lying. You keep going on and on about dust bunnies when you know there is no such thing. Is not. Molly, I just have one thing to say to you. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Okay, Molly, let's make a deal. No more tall tales. I had fun telling you about the giant, and you had fun telling me the tall tale about the dust bunnies. Well, whatever. From now on, let's just promise to be honest. Deal? Good. Then I won't have to squirm like a silly worm when I'm worried about being caught in a lie. Like this. What? Who, me? Lie? Little old me? Never! Hey, this is almost like a dance, isn't it? The squirmy worm dance. Hey, Molly, I'll teach you this new squirmy dance. Outside. Come on, we need some fresh air. Honest. Okay, Molly. This is how you do the squirmy worm. You've really got to throw yourself into it if you want to be a great squirmy worm dancer, Molly. Like this. Whoops. Granny's mailbox. Maybe I can fix it. Yeah. Oh, it's Major Bedhead! Oh, no! If he finds out I broke it, then he'll tell Granny Garbanzo, and if she finds out, I'll be in big trouble! There's only one thing to do, Molly. That's hide the mailbox and pretend like I never saw it. Right, Molly? Okay, I know it's not right, but I don't know what else to do. Now, let's see. Where can I hide it? Okay. I know. I'll hide it in the tall grass. Wow! Whoops! Sorry, Snuckle Fritz. Oh, hello, Major Bedhead. How wonderful to see you.
Of course it is. And isn't this a glorious day?
Oh, yeah. It's a perfect day.
Ah, yes it is. Just look around.
Don't look around too closely.
The mailbox post!
What's the matter, Major Bedhead?
It doesn't have Granny Garbanzo's mailbox on it.
Oh, you know, Molly and I were just commenting on that very fact, weren't we?
Now, what do you suppose happened to that?
I don't know, but when we were coming out to the garden, we noticed something very strange, didn't we? There was an elephant!
An elephant? Wow, that is strange.
A big purple elephant.
A big purple elephant? And what was he doing here?
I don't know, but he went over to Granny Garbanzo's mailbox, and he picked it up with his trunk.
With his trunk? Ooh, boy, that's incredible. I wish I was here to see that.
Oh, yeah, it was really something, wasn't it?
What happened next?
Next? Well, the elephant just took Granny Garbanzo's mailbox and stomped off into the field.
Well, there's only one thing to do.
There is?
Yeah. Just look for his purple footprints.
Purple footprints?
Oh, of course. In my experience, purple elephants always leave purple footprints.
Of course.
So, you said he went this way?
Well, I'm not sure, but...
Meow!
Snickle Fritz, stop bothering me. We're looking for elephant footprints. Purple ones. Snickle Fritz?
Meow!
What's your problem?
Meow.
We're looking for Granny Garbanzo's mailbox. Now, which way was I going?
Oh, you were going that way, I'm sure.
No, I think I was going this way.
Oh, no! I'm pretty sure the elephant went that way.
Well, maybe he did, but I think I'm going this way.
Oh, no, but Major, that's really not necessary, because you see, the elephant...
Hey! Went... What's this?
Well, it looks just like Granny Garbanzo's mailbox.
It is Granny Garbanzo's mailbox. I'd recognize it anywhere.
Wow, what luck. The elephant must have dropped it?
Annette, I'm beginning to think you made up this story about the purple elephant.
Made it up? What makes you think that?
Because I haven't seen a single purple elephant footprint anywhere.
Okay. There was no elephant.
Oh, then what happened to the mailbox?
I broke it. And, well, I was afraid that if Granny found out I broke it, well, she'd be really mad at me.
So you lied, Lunette? Good. You know, you really shouldn't lie, Lunette.
I know.
Well, I kind of knew you were lying.
You did?
Yeah, and there's an easy way to tell, too.
How?
Well, you started to squirm. And when most clowns lie, they usually start squirming, just like you did.
Yeah, we've noticed that too, haven't we, Molly?
Well, I shake my bones and I shake them well. When I'm lying, you know you can tell. Liar, liar, pants on fire, hanging from a telephone wire. Squirming, squirming, pants are burning. When I lie, my hips start turning. Well, I wiggle up and I wiggle down. See me twitch, cause I'm a fibbing clown. Shake, 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 baby. Shake your body higher. Shake, 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 baby. You can tell that I'm a liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire, hanging from a telephone wire. Squirming, squirming, pants are burning. When I lie, my hips start turning. Squime, squime, squime. Liar, liar, pants on fire, hanging from a telephone wire. Squirming, squirming, pants are burning. When I lie, my hips start turning. Liar, liar, pants on fire, hanging from a telephone wire.
Oh, I almost forgot the reason I came here in the first place. Special delivery for Lunette the Clown.
Oh, goody, thanks. I hope it's from my Auntie Macassar. It is.
Dear Lunette, I actually wanted to send a postcard to Granny Garbanzo, but I knew her mailbox was broken.
Hey, well, how did she know about Granny Garbanzo's mailbox?
Yesterday, when I heard about it, I wanted to extend my sympathies because I know how sad it is to lose a mailbox.
When she heard yesterday, do you mean the mailbox was already broken?
That means I didn't break it.
My advice to Granny is remove the mailbox from the post. Well, some clown might bump into it, knock it off, and then they'd think that they broke it. And we wouldn't want that to happen now, would we? Love ya, Annie McCasser.
Whew! Oh, I feel so much better. Everything's gonna be okay.
Lunette, I hope you learned your lesson.
Oh, you bet. What lesson?
It never, ever, ever, ever pays to lie.
Oh, you're right about that, Major Bedhead. But there's only one thing I have to ask you.
Anything, Lunette.
Do you ever lie?
Me? I love to lie. In fact, I think I'll lie right now.
Lie down.
Oh, Major Bedhead. Happy lying down. Really isn't a good idea to lie, is it? Mm-mm. And when clowns lie, they squirm like a worm. Hey, that reminds me. Yeah, that story about Wendy the Worm. Do you want me to read it? Okay. Storybook. And glasses. Lights on. There. Comfy? You too, Molly? Good. Huh. Once upon a time, it must have been a Wednesday, there was a little worm named Wendy. Wendy Worm liked to tell tall tales. She didn't think it was lying. She just thought it was fun. But whenever Wendy Worm got caught lying, she would twist and wiggle and squirm all over the place. She just couldn't help it. Like the time when all the other worms were busy in the garden, Wendy thought it would be funny to yell, "Bird! Look out! Here comes a bird!" All the worms got scared and jumped into the nearest hole. They thought a real bird was coming to get them. But there wasn't a bird in sight, just Wendy, laughing as hard as she could. "You guys are so funny! You look so scared!" Walter and Winifred Worm didn't think this was funny at all.
"Wendy, we looked scared because we were scared," said Walter.
Winifred asked, "Where is this bird you saw?" Wendy started to wiggle. "Well, there was a bird." Wendy was really wiggling and squirming now. Winifred didn't believe her. "Just look at how Wendy is squirming. I don't think there was a bird at all. I think Wendy was telling a big fat fib." "A fib!" cried Wendy. "No way! Never! Not me!" But the more she lied, the more she squirmed. And before Wendy could say another word, she had tied herself into a knot. "Come on, Walter. We don't want to be friends with a worm that tells lies." And Winifred and Walter wiggled away, leaving poor Wendy all by herself in the garden. "There could have been a bird," pouted Wendy. "It could have been a really huge bird, too. Just like that one up in the sky."
"Up a what? Oh, no!"
Sure enough, way up in the sky, flying in circles, was a really large
bird!
Shouted Wendy. Meanwhile, in another part of the garden, Walter and Winifred were enjoying a cool lemonade.
"Do you hear something?" asked Walter.
"Like what?" asked Winifred.
"Like someone shouting."
"Bird! Oh, help me! It's a bird!"
"Oh, that," said Winifred. "That's just Wendy lying about birds again."
"Hmm," said Walter. "Do you think we should go see if Wendy's all right?"
"Oh, Walter," sighed Winifred. "There's no bird. Wendy is just making it all up, just like she always does. It's just another wiggly lie."
"Bird!
It wouldn't hurt to be sure, said Walter.
Oh, all right, said Winifred. Let's go see. But if Wendy is telling another lie, it's the last time I will ever come running when she cries for help. Let's go.
Hello there, Wendy, said Walter. Was that you shouting?
Yes, said Wendy. I was shouting, Bird! You don't expect us to fall for that, do you, Wendy?
You better, because here it comes again!
Bird! Yelled Walter and Winifred.
See, I told you, said Wendy. I don't want to start a panic or anything, but I do believe we should do our best to go someplace else in the garden, suggested Walter.
Good idea, Walter, said Winifred. And all three worms wiggled off into the shade away from the bird.
We're terribly sorry we didn't come sooner when you were calling for help, Wendy, said Walter.
Yes, said Winifred, but we thought you were lying again. You know, getting all squirmy and twisted up. Wendy was so embarrassed. I'm sorry, she said. It won't happen again, I promise. You'll never see me all squirming and wiggly again. No more lies.
Winifred, should we believe her?
Walter, I think we should.
Marvelous. Let's all retire to the gazebo and have ourselves a cool banana mushy.
And so they did.
The end.
Well, that story had a happy ending, didn't it, Molly?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that Wendy sure could squirm.
Squirmy worm. Squirm.
Hey. Who made this big mess? Me? I did not. Just kidding. I know I made the mess, which means I have to clean it up. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! May be the best policy, but it sure can tire you out. Come on, Molly. But Molly, you have to admit, that story about the giant really was a good one, wasn't it? Honest? Oh, good. Well, it's been nice having you here. And that's the truth. See you soon.
And the clown jumped over the moon.